From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump has signed a sanctions bill he said is, quote, significantly flawed and has clearly unconstitutional provisions. The bill has penalties aimed at Russia for its interference in last year's American presidential election. It also imposes fresh sanctions on Russia, as well as Iran and North Korea. And it limits the president's authority to lift the punishments. In one of two statements issued Wednesday by the White House, the president was quoted as saying, by limiting the executive's flexibility, this bill makes it harder for the United States to strike good deals for the American people and will drive China, Russia, and North Korea much closer together. But House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says majority Republican lawmakers, quote, must not permit the Trump White House to wriggle out of its duty to impose these sanctions for Russia's brazen assault on our democracy. President Trump and two Republican senators announced on Wednesday a proposed new law to reduce legal immigration. At the White House, the president said the United States has for decades let low-skilled immigrants into the country.
This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy.
The president said the bill would create a points-based system that officials will use when considering applications to live and work in the U.S. He said the legislation is meant to protect minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington. NATO's military mission confirms that an attack Wednesday on its convoy in southern Afghanistan has caused casualties. In a statement released from its headquarters in Kabul, the alliance said, we are working to gather additional information as quickly as possible and will release more details as appropriate. A provincial government statement said the convoy was carrying foreign troops to the airport through Kandahar City when a suicide car bomber struck it. It said the blast damaged one of the vehicles, but the statement did not provide further information. Witnesses and residents reported the powerful explosion killed and wounded people, but exact casualty tolls were not known immediately. Civilians were also reportedly present in the area where the convoy was attacked. UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein is calling for the immediate release of two prominent Venezuelan opposition leaders. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the High Commissioner's office in Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Ra'ad Al Hussein says he's deeply concerned that opposition leaders Leopoldo Lopez and Antonio Ledezma once again were in jail. The Venezuelan Supreme Court revoked their house arrests, claiming they were planning to flee. The High Commissioner's spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention has declared the detention of both Lopez and Ledezma to be arbitrary and says they never should have been arrested.
It is absolutely illegal under international human rights law to arrest somebody and detain them arbitrarily.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An electronic voting technology company that tracked the voting in Sunday's Venezuelan elections to overhaul the country's constitution says the results were, quote, manipulated. The company would not say if the tampering changed the outcome of the election. The Trump administration is considering whether to initiate an action that could lead to the United States imposing tariffs and other trade restrictions on Chinese imports. Reports say President Trump will direct the U.S. Trade Representative to begin an investigation of China's trade practices. And the United States will begin banning its citizens from traveling to North Korea on September 1st. The restriction forbids U.S. nationals from traveling to North Korea due to serious risk of arrest and long-term detention. A printed notice says all American passports are declared invalid for travel to, in, or through the DPRK unless specifically validated for such travel. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.